new birth, born of the Spirit, a new creature, born again. The understanding of who we are in Christ Jesus opens us up to experience the abundant life He promised us. Not understanding who we are in Christ does not affect His love for us, but it does prevent us from reaching our potential. The new birth is not about you being refurbished. It's about a new creature, a new being. John 3:1-21. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter again the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, You must be born again. The wind blows where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Are you a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, We speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that does truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. The light that Jesus talked about is revelation of who he is by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. We are born again by the Word and Holy Spirit. We do not experience the wonderful things of God through the flesh. We experience them through the new spirit being that we are in Christ. Our soul, mind, and emotions must be transformed by the Word of God in order for the wonderful power of God to manifest in the flesh. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Satan has convinced many Christians to simply live a better life. We are to live the new life that is of the Spirit. This life is one of love, joy, peace, power, and abundance. Don't settle for less than your inheritance in Christ Jesus. Receive the Holy Spirit and fellowship with Him. Meditate on the Word. Pray in the Spirit. The real you will manifest to the glory of Jesus Christ. When we look into the mirror of God's Word, we see who we are in Christ, the new creature. But unless we stare into that mirror long enough, when we turn away, we will forget the new creature and remember the old man, and so walk in the flesh, in fear and in weakness.